Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
I am Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathy is kind enough to be joining me today in a conversation about taking the high road. After our last podcast, when we were talking about an individual who has a very bossy coworker who's only been there 2 months longer than she has, it really struck me how important it is, even if someone is doing something that's ridiculous or horrendous or just not professional, not to go down the low road in terms of communication.
Mm-hmm.
You want to describe what low road communication is, Kathy?
Yeah, I think we have to make the distinction between low and high road. And we do talk about it in Working With You Is Killing Me.
We do.
And, you know, low road communication is the automatic thing you really want to say to people.
Yes.
Like, you always do that.
Yeah.
You're the problem here. I mean, those are the things we really want to say and we think.
Yeah. You're not my boss. And
yeah, you're not the boss of me.
Yeah.
All that stuff. It's the pointing finger, you kind of talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's a self-interest. It's what we do for self-gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really work anywhere in our lives.
Mm.
Unfortunately,
it's true.
It just doesn't work. Sometimes you have to get it out, but it doesn't really work. So high road communication is really the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. It's where you think about what you're going to say. You don't just do your automatic.
Yeah.
You actually think about, I need to tell somebody something, but how am I going to say it to them in a way that I'm not accusing them? I'm either asking them. I'm not telling them. I'm asking them, and I'm entering more of a conversation.
Yes.
So that they can actually hear me.
And speaking from an I perspective as opposed to the you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not a pointing finger. It's, right. Well, I'm not happy with what just happened. Can we talk about it? It's a very, very different way of approaching a conversation. And also, by the time you've thought it through, the anger has dissipated, hopefully. Hopefully it has gone. Because if you bring the low road energy to a high road sense,
right,
it's inauthentic.
I think that's such a good point. And really what it is that you need, so often when we want to strike back and say something, it's better to stop and cool off first, right? Collect our thoughts before communicating anything.
It can be very difficult because, you know, attacking, I mean, we've all been attacked and we have all attacked.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very normal. And it causes a power struggle between you and that person that can go on for quite some time.
Yes.
You can never unsay it. You can never really forget that the person attacked you like that.
Yeah. And so some people like to hold long grudges about those
moments.
Not
that I don't know anyone like that.
I do.
I'm thinking about one that...
I have some family members, not...
Exactly. Yeah, I had a family member.
Back in September 1981 at 3 p.m., you said...
Yes. Family is, I think, a particular tough one that is very hard to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you care, I think.
Right.
If mm-hmm. you know,
it hurts. It stings.
And there was meaning behind it, usually. But, you know, if it comes from a coworker who you really don't care about, it's sort of part of their picture. It's not as bad.
Yeah.
But I still think it's very important in communication in the workplace, and especially as you become a manager and then a VP, if you move up the ladder and you have a lot of low-road communications, that's doesn't usually go well.
You're right.
People won't respect you.
No. Well, and also you're not going to get the best out of them, right? So if you say to someone, you're always late,
mm-hmm.
or you never complete things on time, that's not a good starting point for a management discussion.
Exactly. But you can still get that same point across.
Yeah. By saying, let's look at the timesheets here.
Right.
And I really need for you to come in on time.
Right. I wanted to go over your timesheet and take a look. What do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not being accusatory, you're opening a conversation.
Right.
It's not easy to do this, though.
No.
I mean, I have to keep saying that because it's hard for me.
Hard for all of us, really. I mean, I can see, and we're talking about home, when I'm at home with Cliff, poor Cliff, who has to tolerate my moods at various times, that I really, and for me, I'm someone I have to cool down first before I can say something proper. Because to your point, I can pretend to be high road, like, I'm just asking that you know, like that, where and the tone is totally not going to get me what I want.
This is why couples have to live with a couple of rooms. It's important to be able.
I'm going to the silent room.
I'm going
I'll
into
be back
my
in 2
room.
Hours.
Yeah, and I do. I need to cool off. I need to take a walk. I need to wash my face with water. I need to go do yoga. I'm saying those examples because I think other people may need to as well. When things happen at work, when someone does something that you find so offensive, the first action may not be to respond verbally or even through email, right? E-missiles.
The worst.
Yeah.
Because you can't get rid of them.
That's right. And those can be very tempting. Those missiles are very tempting to craft quickly when you're really ticked off and mm-hmm. just send, right?
Mm-hmm.
So remembering to take the high road, I think, is only sort of available when we cool down.
So do you know people who are really good at this?
I think you do a very good job.
What?
Of it.
What? Oh, I was not looking for a compliment at all. I don't always think I'm very good at it.
Yeah. I do know some people that I think are quite good at it, actually. But it's interesting. One of them is someone who actually often will say something and then comes back and rephrases it, you know. Mm-hmm. So they may apologize for what they said in the moment, but then they come back and say, this is what I really meant. It was not my intention.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that there are people who are perfect at this. Do you know someone who's very, very, very
well,
good
no,
at
it? I don't know. You know, no. I mean, actually, my husband is pretty perfect at this.
He's, oh, yes.
Yeah, he really is. He just doesn't say things he shouldn't say. It's just,
yeah.
It's really amazing.
Give us an example.
I mean, if he doesn't like something I've done or said or whatever, he'll just say, you know, that's not really my favorite side of you. That's the worst he's ever
wow.
said to me. I know.
That's brilliant.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, whatever. So anyway. But
you can't say that at work exactly, but it's great because he owns the experience, right? Mm-hmm. That's not my favorite side of you. Lets you know that he's not exactly pleased, but you're still intact. He hasn't taken your inventory in a mean way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or he'll just really walk away and,
yeah.
you know, and then he lets me know that, you know, that didn't work.
Yeah.
And so, but I do know people professionally that are in high positions that I think John Master John.
I was going to say, yes.
He's really good at it also. And
he is.
I have heard his inside thoughts, so I know that's not his first. He does he does want to, you know, lash out. Like, he does have internal thoughts that are normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what he actually says to people is very kind and a very high road.
Yeah.
So, but I know a lot of other people also, a lot of my clients are really, really good at it. And I think it just takes experience. I don't think it's,
yes.
You know, there's no special pill for that or magic. It's
right.
just something you have to really work at. It's a pause. It's taking a pause and, you know, not, and thinking through what would be the most effective thing to say here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So taking the high road, not the low road, the low road being the accusatory, blaming, you words, you always, you never, I'm sick of your blah, blah, blah. High road, owning it, I, my, me, I'd like to see, let's look at this. And creating a pause probably between when you're really upset with someone and when you communicate something.
Exactly.
And you can't control how they receive it, even if you do take the high road, right?
I was just going to say, what happens when you take the high road and it makes the person even more frustrated or upset with you?
It usually doesn't.
But sometimes it does. And what I would say is you may just have to say, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm doing my best to communicate what's going on.
Right. And detach.
detach. Then you go for a long run.
I mean, I guess I say to people, you know, maybe that now's not the right time. Maybe we just need to cool off and talk about this at a later time. You know, I usually say, I want to have this conversation. I really want to work this through.
Yes.
But you have to be authentic.
You do.
I think so. If you're thinking, I really want to rip off your head, and I really don't care what you're thinking, and say, look, maybe we can talk about this later. They're going to get that. They're not going to get, you know, the right thing. So you really have to learn this. You really have to work at it.
You do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the best thing to say is nothing, depending on the situation.
That's right.
And that's a tough call. Sometimes also, just as one other idea, is when you've had a rough situation and you want to communicate something, it's great to run it by someone who you think is a good communicator.
Right. Mm.
And just say, what would you say in this situation?
Right.
So you get some other people to help script it for you.
Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.